So welcome, Anne, and welcome to Recuperate. You are now my resident arts expert.
I'm honoured, Lucy. That's wonderful.
I'm very excited to have you on board. Now, Anne, for people who don't know you, and I know you are very well known round in the wire rapper, but you're an artist in your own right and also an arts writer. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm a really keen, keen amateur artist, but I get involved in group exhibitions at Aratoi, and I'm with the Main Artery Group, which is an open studio route that stretches from Featherston right up to, Ikatahuna, and it's a number of artists who are just on this trail, and we have a leaflet that we put out. We have some group exhibitions throughout the year. So, yeah, I'm really keen on my art and any spare time I've got, and I do write a weekly art story for Wairarapa News, mainly about goings-on with Aratoi, but I also cover other aspects of the art scene in Wairarapa. And I am a mum and a stepmum, and I just have a number of other freelance sort of writing publications and some design work on the go. I'm just trying to move into and update some skills on graphic design, which I'm really enjoying.
Wow, so you're one busy lady. So I'm pleased to pin you down for 10 minutes. It's fantastic. Yep. you kind of gave me the heads up of one of the items you might be talking about tonight, and that's you've had the opportunity to review Jared. How do I say his surname?
Okay, I checked this out with him, and it's Jared Gullion, and his last name is spelt G-U-L-I-N.
Right, yeah.
And I'm guessing he may have some Italian heritage. I haven't checked that out, but he's originally from Michigan, and he now lives with his partner in Martinborough. I think they probably moved here about 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
And yes, he's just brought out a book called Moon Over Martinborough, which is based on his blog that he's been writing since 2009. And people might have come across his blog, as I did, when it was reproduced in Wairarapa Lifestyle magazine. So that's how I first encountered his writing. And, yeah, it's a wonderful book. I've really enjoyed reading it. It's going to be released in 7th of June. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be, Jared says that it's going to be widely out there from Paper Plus to Headley's.
Brilliant.
It's a random house publication. So it's a really great achievement for him.
So you've actually got a copy of the book in front of you?
Yes, I do. Do you want me to tell you a little bit about it?
Yeah, do. Because for the pictures that I saw on his blog, I checked out his blog today, and it looks like a really nicely produced item. And I wondered if it kind of, translated through to the paper quality and the rest of it, because it just looked yummy.
Very much. It is a yummy book. It's a lovely book to hold. It's got that lovely creamy paper. It's a soft cover, but it's just a really lovely, substantial book. And it's got these beautiful illustrations by a fellow Martinborough guy called Greg Keith. And he has a design company called Wolfie's Design Co.
Okay.
And Greg has just done these lovely scraperboard black and white illustrations of animals. And there's all the names that come up as if loved animals in Jared's account. We've got the cow and the Lucy the pig and his beloved chickens and sheep. And there's also in the book recipes, because part of Jared's and his partner's story about falling in love with the lifestyle block and learning about olives and so on is that they made this huge progression from being self-confessed city boys and not even knowing how to basically cook dinner. They were just relying on takeaways and ready meals and so on, to having neighbours over and needing to thank neighbours for things that they've borrowed as in a country community. You are much more interdependent with your neighbours and so on.
That's right.
Than perhaps we are in the suburbs and definitely the city. So he's got these beautiful recipes, both that have been passed down, some of them from his family and relations back in the States and his partner CJ's, but also recipes from the neighbours, someone's absolutely amazing carrot cake.
And what's it retailing for, Anne? Do you know?
Yes, it's $39.99, and I can personally think of quite a number of people. While I was reading it, I was thinking, okay, my friend who grew up on a farm but now lives in Carterton would just love this because I think a big part of her hankers to be back on the land.
Yeah.
And then my auntie has got such a soft spot for animals, and I think that's another really endearing aspect of the book, because Jared and CJ have got this very big heart for animals, yeah. And quite typical. There's lots of animal stories in this. Over those years, they have chickens and sheep and cows and kuni kuni pigs on their land.
Yeah.
And at one time or another, one's maybe not keen on getting a pig, but the other is. And
yeah.
The other puts their foot down and insists that we can have a pig. The other person's very reluctant, can't, you know, just yeah. Says it's a series of problems. But then sort of over the course of the book, falls in love, falls hard for this pig. And, you know, that's what I do love about these two guys' story. It's just very endearing.
Yeah, there seems to be a lovely honesty about it. You know, they don't have those kind of rural skills, but the blog certainly seems to, you know, chart their progress from being those kind of hard-nosed city guys to, you know,
that's
the soft-edged rural chap.
It's very, very self-deprecating humour, and
yeah.
They sort of get themselves into funny scrapes. And I've sort of been thinking, I wonder if it's a little bit like the agricultural version of Sex in the City, because Jared has got this very upbeat, quite hip American, well, you know, he's a born and bred American.
Yeah.
And he finds himself in this humorous, sometimes ridiculous situations where he's kind of floundering and just, you know, doesn't know which way to turn, especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
And it's just got some of the, for example, some of the chapter headings. One is Old Man Henry and the Chook House. And then there's Chicken Blood on My Boot is another chapter heading. The Triumph of Evil Cow, Invaded by Woolly Monsters. It's very clever. He's a skilled writer. He tells me that he's working on fiction now, and he doesn't know. If you're going to be a fan at the end of the book, which I kind of am, I sort of want to read more.
Yeah.
He's not sure whether he's going to revisit Moon over Martinborough, but he's certainly working on fiction, and I think we'll be hearing more from him definitely in the future. It was, you know, quite magic because it actually, because you go on the progression with them, as you said, from them being ignorant and not even knowing, I don't think they gardened, I don't think they cooked home-cooked meals, to, without giving too much away, really having some major achievements with their land. But it is very funny at the start because they fall in love with this block of land,
yeah.
And then, you know, it's got this beautiful existing olive grove and a number of paddocks with it. And the real estate agent asks them whether they'll be needing the tractor that also goes with the land. And they sort of shake their head, oh, no, we're just, you know, and they said, well, you know, we just want to look out on the olive grove. Well, sort of they've been in the house a week.
Yeah.
And they have knocks on the door from the neighbours. Hey, your grass is getting really long down there. That's going to be a fire hazard soon. You've got to sort that out. Oh, what do we do? Well, you'll need a tractor. Oh, like the one that we just... Well, it turns out one of their neighbours bought the tractor and then, you know, lends it to them. If I could just, like, read this little piece, it sort of encapsulates the tone of the book. And it's basically when they have made that, they've been, you know, tapped on the shoulder by a few neighbours saying that, you know, there's too much long grass under your olive trees and there's all these suckers coming out of the trees.
Right.
So they're all those sort of small branches that grow out of the main trunk. And it's been pointed out to them that, you know, that takes away from the energy of the tree. So they've got to deal to those.
Yep.
And they're just starting to think, well, here we go. This is what Jared says. This was a huge mistake. We should never have moved out here to the country. We should have just slapped an olive tree seedling in a pot back in our city apartment and called it a day. Then we could have gone out and done something useful, like go and see a movie, instead of being stuck here with an overwhelming amount of work to do. And then their neighbour, John, says, you'll need a line trimmer and a pair of secateurs. CJ and I had absolutely no idea what John was talking about. Line trimmer, secateurs. When we tried to get clarity as to what these mysterious objects might be, our fragile urban American to rural Kiwi verbal communication quickly disintegrated into absolute gibberish. In the end, John had to resort to sound effects and gestures. It was his loud buzz and snip snip that did the trick. Oh, CJ yelled, looking at me. He means a weed whacker and a pair of pruners. I turned to John and said, why didn't you just say so? So it's sort of like that throughout, but then, you know, gradually, almost without realising it, they start to gain knowledge. And as Jared says himself, he finds himself actually then, you know, promoting his olive oil and sort of having this flash of recognition, hey, I actually do know something about olives now,
yeah.
just simply because he'd had to do the hard yards. And, you know, he's got a really – it's lovely because he really acknowledges right through his different neighbours, and they're really – you know, they are right there with him, and they are lending him equipment and yeah. – You know, you realise that you can't just do it alone in the country, and you've got to learn, you know, step by step.
That's it.
But it comes to them, they stick with it, and then they literally reap the rewards.
And it's a tale of kind of modern rural New Zealand. You know, it's probably a story that's being played out across New Zealand, but it's lovely that the story has come from our region, you know.
Exactly. I was thinking that because there are those very well-known books entitled things like My Year in Provence and,
yep.
you know, the story about how I fell in love with a villa in Tuscany. But this is great because it's Martinborough, just down the road. It's your own backyard, and it's seen through the eyes of someone from America, and you get a different appreciation. And as I say, I really do, you know, when I look at those olive bottles now, and when I, you know, even think I learnt a lot about chickens and cows and so on. I mean, do you know, for example, Lucy, how to remedy a broody hen, which will make every other hen in the coop broody and aggressive if you don't deal to her? How would you tackle that?
Well, yes, I've got chickens, and the advice that's been given to us is to isolate the offending chicken, but it always seems ever so cruel. I'm be interested if they've got a kinder way of dealing
well,
to
it. I don't know whether there's a kinder way, but there's two ways that Jared describes, and again, you know, hilarity ensues. It's sort of tailor-made for his book. One is to dip the chicken's bottom in a bucket of cold water.
Oh, yeah, that would do it for me.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, both of them are pretty reluctant to do that, but that was what their neighbour Aussie, who's called Aussie Bronwyn in the story, tells them, and she's just absolutely a wealth of information, and, you know, they couldn't probably have got through without her. And the other one is to put the poor chicken in a cage suspended from a tree overnight. And
ooh.
I forget the one. I think they did the bucket one, and it worked. It just worked completely.
Well, that's good.
It's immediate success. So there you go.
I'll be using that. What else have you been exploring in the world of the arts in Wairarapa?
Well, I just tonight came back from a social dancing group, which is happening at the RSA Hall in Greytown on Mondays from 7 o'clock.
Right.
And we've been having a lot of fun. We've probably done a lot of about 5 lessons.
Yep.
So I guess it's a bit of a date night for me and my husband.
Oh,
and
lovely.
It's run by Cheryl Gale and Dave Wilson, and they're local people.
Yep.
And it's great. They gave us a couple of introductory lessons at the start, and then it's just $5 each, and we've been signing in, and we've just been going through some basic rock and roll steps. I think we've got about 4 under our belt now. And
awesome.
Yeah, which they've said that's pretty much enough to get you through a rock and roll song. And, of course, you know, some contemporary music has got a rock and roll beat, as well as, you know, we've been dancing to Elvis, and Splish Splash came on tonight. It was a lot of fun. Probably about the end of May they're going to have a couple of weeks break.
Right.
Because they've been going hard out, but they might pick up again in Greytown, same venue, same time, Monday, 7 o'clock. With some basic ballroom and some cha-cha. But when they were announcing that tonight, everyone was going, no, can we still have some rock and roll? Because I think people are just, hey, you know, it's quite a thrill because we've learnt these. We're getting a little bit more confident with our 5 steps.
Yeah.
So we sort of want a chance to try it out. But it might turn into maybe a set, you know, there might be a dance, a sort of a social dance on a Saturday or something. And Dave Wilson's email is dave.j.wilson@hotmail.co.nz.
That's fantastic. You've been a busy woman. Anything else
I'm always a big fan of King Street Artworks.
Yep.
And that's now located in Queen Street in Masterton. And they're having their annual exhibition coming up 24th of May to, I think, 24th of June.
Rightio.
And that's a neat space.
Uh-huh.
And it's a creative space, so it's like a workshop where you can go and bring your art materials and or use their art materials, and there's pottery you can do ceramics, and there's a pottery kiln, and there's really wonderful teachers that can help you through things. Or you can just sit and have a coffee, or you can do bring along a project that you've been working on at home. But it's a really nice, welcoming space, and their annual exhibition is always looked forward to in the community because it's super colourful, super vibrant, and very, very well priced. That's happening at Aratoi very soon.
Well, there's enough to keep us going, I reckon. For...
I think we've covered one or two things, eh?
I think we have.
No one needs to be bored.
No, definitely not. No, there's no excuse for that at all. Catch up with you soon.
Yeah, we'll do.
Thank you. Many thanks. Bye-bye.